on the exhibit floor of the private practice section of the APTA here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm joined by our guest today, Paul Martin of Martin Healthcare Advisors. He's got some interesting information about why there's so much consolidation in our industry. He'll share his thoughts and some tips on what to do when we come back.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Join us on the line, as promised, Mr. Paul Martin, a friend of PT Talker, a guy that's been on the show before. Welcome, Paul, to PT Talker.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Now, Paul, your firm, Martin Healthcare Advisors, you are involved in helping the physical therapy industry with mergers and acquisitions. Do I have that basically right?
Exactly. Primarily, we work with companies in the rehabilitation industry who are getting prepared for a potential exit strategy or succession strategy, and we help them through all the stages of that strategy.
Great. Now, tell me if I've got this wrong, but it just feels to me, I could be totally wrong, but it feels to me like there's more consolidation happening in our industry. It appears as though there are buyers out there, and it also appears that there are willing sellers. Is something going on that we need to know about?
No, I think you're exactly right, and you'll see on the exhibit hall today and tomorrow that there are more acquiring companies here than we've ever seen in the last 5 or 10 years. And I think the reason for that is a couple things. One, on the seller side, companies back in 2010 and 2011, although there were acquirers, the sellers were really struggling. So most companies had gone through 2008, 2009, 2010, which were very, very difficult years economically. A lot of companies, you know, bled and hurt from that. And so you had a buyer's market out there, but what you didn't have was real qualified sellers. Nobody wants to sell their company when their company is in a downward trend. So now what we're seeing is companies started to rebound in 2010, 2011, 12, and now into 13. So now you have companies that are showing an upward trend that are really ripe for a good, solid acquisition. On the other side of it, on the buyer side, what has changed there significantly is you have 10 big companies in the industry. And of those 10, you have two that are publicly traded. That's USPT and Select Medical. But the other 8 companies who are all pretty aggressively acquiring, in the last 18 months, 6 of those companies have been backed by private equity. Anytime private equity engages and invests in these companies, they're looking to grow, and they're looking to grow pretty rapidly. In fact, most of these companies have a growth strategy of doubling the size of their companies in the next 3 to 5 years. You can't do that with startup clinics. You have to do that through acquisition.
So would you say then that the time now is that things are better for the buyer or better for the seller?
Yeah, no, this is a seller's market out there right now because there's, again, 8 and up to 10 real aggressive buyers right now who, for the right company, will all come in, look very seriously at a company, and all give a very formidable offer and purchase price for a company. Anytime you have that number of businesses vying for one particular company, it's going to drive the price upward.
Okay, so this is the world you live in every day, and you advise your clients on how to react to that initial phone call, and I'm sure there's a process. What advice do you have for our listeners out there who might get a call or have already received that first call?
Yeah, if you're a company and you have 3 or more clinics and you have $2 million or so in revenue or more, you're going to get a call. And so what we highly recommend when you receive this call is that, first of all, you need to be prepared for this call. You need to have, in your file drawer or on your desktop, you need to have something you can pull up very quickly that gives the very, very key facts about your company. How many visits did you do last year? How many referrals did you do last year? How many physicians serve your business? How many therapists do you have? Obviously, how many locations? What's your market coverage? What's your market penetration? registration, how do you do your marketing, just very basic, you know, attributes of your company, but you need to have them on the tip of your tongue because that shows that you know your business, you know your metrics, you know your company, and those are the type of businesses that these acquirers are looking for. Not businesses where you have an owner who's struggling with having any idea how many visits they did last year or last month or even last week. You have to know your data, know your numbers, and be prepared with that. Most business owners don't know that off the top of their head. But if you prepare and you have a sheet of paper that gives that history, you're not giving that acquirer so much that they could ever come in and compete against you. You're simply showing them how much you know. And that's step number one, is really being prepared and understanding that they're going to ask you, you know, about your business. Be ready to tell them and be ready to highlight it. The second big thing is all of these acquirers are looking to acquire growth. They do not want to acquire a company that is stagnant or a company that is looking to either be on the decline or is looking to just stay status quo. They're looking for companies. So what are your growth strategies? You know, over the next 3 years, I'll give an example. Over the next 3 years, we plan to grow by 2 clinics a year, 1 startup, 1 acquisition per year, and we're going to grow into our same markets. And, you know, by the year 2016, we're going to have 18 clinics. And that confidence and that drive, you know, acquirers are looking for that.
But I'm sure there's some things you should not do as well. And I'm assuming one of those things is to offer too much information. Give us some guidance on that.
Yeah, that's a great question. No, you should not start offering guidance that would give them market knowledge that could allow them to come into that market and take advantage of the position that you have. For instance, giving names of referral sources or key insurance contracts that you may have or key programs that you have that really specializes you outside of the other clinics in your market. So you're talking generally, you're talking about growth, you're talking professionally. You know, you're not trying to hide things that you know could never come back and beat you up, but you're trying to talk professionally. And the other real important key is to make sure that they know, without question, you are going to run a professional process when you come to the point in time that you're going to make the decision to sell your business. You do not want to sign a confidentiality agreement or some kind of a non-disclosure that locks you in for a certain period of time only to talk to this buyer, because there are multiple acquirers in the industry. You do not want to talk to just one.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there is financial information that should come in later meetings, but necessarily margin, some of those kind of things come later. What advice would you give there?
Correct. You can throw a margin percentage out, but no, you would not want to start talking about, you know, exactly what your revenues are and your profits are. You really want to talk more in percentages and keeping general.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that some of our listeners are wondering, well, what happens to me? What happens to my staff? What happens to my bookkeeper?
Right. And that's why it's important to have a process, because you want to, you know, bring into a process a number of acquirers, because with every acquirer, that's going to be different. There are going to be acquirers that, you know, your administrative staff will be at great risk because they're going to have centralized functions that are going to mask and mirror those functions, and there's going to be less of a need. There's going to be other companies that let you operate a little bit more autonomously, and your staff may be non-affected, if at all. So that's why you really want to run a process where you bring multiple companies in so you can make some of those choices.
But am I pretty much guaranteed, if I'm the owner, do most companies want the owner to stay on?
Yeah, just about every company out there right now, they're looking not only for the owner to stay on, but they're looking for the owner to be very actively engaged and at some point aligned potentially with some equity going forward, where you have retained equity, you continue to have equity in the business going forward. It's going to be minority, but you're going to be an owner in the business going forward along with the acquirer.
And do you recommend, is that a good plan to follow? Does that lock them in? What if they're not happy? You know, they don't, I mean, we hear horror stories. What's your advice there?
Yeah, that's where it gets to be somewhat complicated. What is that equity in? Is it in their company or is it in an LLC that you and they own jointly? Is there a way to get that equity out? Do you have options that you can you know, have them buy you out of that equity at any point in time in the future? Or do you have to wait for them to sell in order to get that equity out? So there's a lot of, you know, issues that go into that equity. And what we say is, you know, obviously, you know, you need to have a professional advisor advising you in those kinds of structural things, because price is only a small element in these deals. You could have 10 companies all with the same price. One or two of those companies could be way above the rest based on their structure. What happens to that equity? What's the value of that equity? How do I get that out? When do I get that out? And is it in my little company, or is it in a holding company, or is it in the parent company? All of those things become big factors.
And just in the short amount of time we've got left, I want to ask you, you know, would if I'm I guess your outlook on the industry. If my business is growing and things are going well and we're going to add 2 clinics, 4 clinics in the next 2 years, whatever, should I sell or should I try and hold out and stay independent?
Yeah, it's a great question. This is a time to pause and reflect and to look at what the industry is offering, because there's not always this number of buyers in the industry simultaneously that are acquiring at fair, reasonable multiples and prices. So it's a time to reflect, pause, look at what the industry has to offer. But if you're a growing company, we do not see this industry going away. In fact, what we see is there's going to be more patients. Reimbursement is probably not going to go upward, but we've had downward trends in reimbursement before. That's why all these equity groups are backing these companies, because they see very positive trends in this industry in the future.
Excellent. Very helpful. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Paul Martin, who's with Martin Healthcare Advisors. You're in this world. If someone wanted to reach out to you, Paul, how would they find you?
Sure. Easiest way is just to call our number. We're at 856-914-1440. Or also feel free to just send us an email, and you can send that directly to me at pmartin@martinhealthcareadvisors.com.
Okay, and I'm hoping all of our listeners get that special phone call and make their own decision of what to do. So thanks again, Paul, for joining us. Appreciate all the help.
Thank you as well, Jeff.
And you've been listening to PT Talker, brought to you each and every week, where we bring an expert to you, just like Paul Martin, who is willing to share their expertise in order to help you be a better therapist. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we invite you back next week for another edition of PT Talker.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.